Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
In the wake of Vice President Harris' trip to Latin America, what do you think the impact has been? Has anything changed?
Without due respect, no.
I have a question about the numbers that you gave and the math. So there are 15,000 migrants under the Del Rio Bridge Saturday. If you add up the ones that you say were expelled or released, it's less than 5,000. Say there's 5,000 that are still left. Where's everybody else? Where'd you go?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We haven't seen a flu season last year. We're in for a whopper.
Damn flu season.
Because we haven't put immunity into the population in at least one and maybe now 2 years, when the flu does come back, and it will come back, it's going to come back very aggressively, and then you're going to have COVID on top of that.
If it's not one thing, it's another.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
This has been a great week to be on the staff or a VIP at the Howie Carr Show. We've had some really great restaurants come in. Yesterday it was the Century House of Peabody, and today it was Alma Gaucha, the Brazilian steakhouse on D Street in the Seaport District, also known as South Boston. And it's they just have fantastic food, Alma Gaucha. And we would you guys like it? Everybody like it? Everybody's very happy. And if you want to go there, We did the Cheap Bastard deal last week, and it sold out very quickly. But if you want to make reservations, 617-420-4900, 617-420-4900. And it's just great meats, and they have lamb and chicken and a Brazilian sausage. And again, the cheese bread, the potato salad. Everything is the mashed potatoes.
I noticed that there's a container in the fridge that's stuffed with cheese bread and candied bacon that wasn't left out for anybody else to enjoy.
I waited until the VIPs ate. The candied bacon, they brought that in new today. Wasn't that great? Oh. Would you like some of my candied bacon?
Not after you touched it.
It's covered with cooties now.
Howie licks his fingers, then goes back for more.
When VB was my producer, they would always bring over. They'd say sometimes we get a pizza delivery, and the guy would say, "What do you want on your pizza?" And I knew VB hated vegetables, so I'd say, "Well, we'll have pepperoni and green peppers and onions." That way, I'd have the whole pizza to myself. Take it home. Keep me going for a couple of days. But anyway,
polish off that paella today?
No, the paella is still there. It's going to be on to its second week tomorrow.
Oh,
it's
my
still hanging. God. It's still hanging in there. VIPs, you can have some in this last hour if you want.
I looked at it this
no one's jumping up to get my paella.
I looked at it this morning and there is a coat of slime on it.
No, there isn't. There is. That's a lie. That's
it was
fake
looking
news.
Very gelatinous.
Well, I'm not going to eat any tonight because I have a lot of I love those Brazilian sausages and the cheese bread and the now I have the candied bacon. Oh man, the potato salad. That's what I'm having tonight from the Alma Gaucha Steakhouse. If you want to make reservations, 617-420-4900. All right, let's go back to talking about these mask mandates and the vaccine passports. And I know this is just crazy what's going on here. And are you in a situation where you're going to lose your job? Do you know people who are going to lose their jobs or are having to think about what the hell they're going to do? And, you know, if your place of business is going to lose people, how the hell are they going to replace them? I mean, there are all these questions, and you know, and again, these cases are wending their way through court. I mentioned earlier, you go onto the internet or read your paper. The United Airlines employees are suing the State Police Association of Massachusetts, the big union. They're suing. There are all kinds of cases that are headed into the district court, the appeals court, and eventually to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I hope they get there very quickly. But again, I don't have a lot of faith in the Roberts Court. he doesn't want to take chances, and so he ends up with worse outcomes by not taking chances. You know, there's the old saying, "He who hesitates is lost." There comes a tide in the events of man, or whatever, however that goes. You know, where you have to you know what, or get off the pot, is what it boils down to. I don't think that's the way the Bard put it, but that's what it boils down to. And they should put an end to this. This is wrong. I got the vaccination. It's up to you. It's not up to dementia Joe Biden, who changes his stand every couple of days. There's a meme on the internet now. Biden and Boris Johnson. You know that foolishness the other day where Boris Johnson took questions and then they decided to ask Biden some questions and they got the bums rush out of the Oval Office. So they have a picture of them. They're like at least 6 feet apart, and they're both wearing masks. And Boris Johnson, by the way, who's recovered from it, he had it pretty bad, but he's recovered from it. So he has natural immunity. He's wearing a mask. You can barely understand what he's saying. And Biden, of course, you know, you don't know if he's awake or asleep or in a coma, you know. And so they're apart wearing the mask. They get a picture of him. And then at the end, they pose with their arms around each other with no masks on. So again, the recurring question, what the hell is this all about? It's all theater, all of it. Okay, so this is from John Solomon. You know John Solomon. You've seen him on Fox. He's a really good reporter, and he used to work for The Hill, but you know, he was a little too good of an investigative reporter to remain at a woke company. So
he's
now
a friend of the show.
He is a friend of the show. He's been on the show. He's got a story in his website, Just the News. Several hundred elite Navy SEALs are in danger of being blocked from deploying with their special operator teams by the Pentagon after failing to get a mandatory COVID vaccine, according to a lawyer and pastor counseling them. The number involved in the dispute with the Pentagon amounts to as many as a quarter or more of all active duty SEALs. A quarter or more. A loss that could impact military readiness, since SEAL teams play an outsized role in modern military operations, their advocates told Just the News. So let's go back to the earlier story about why the Pentagon or the Biden administration wants to give dishonorable discharges to anybody who gets who refuses to get a vaccination, because giving an honorable discharge would distract from readiness and limit a commander's options. Well, if they lose one-fourth of one of the elite fighting units in the military, is that going to detract from readiness? You think maybe? Just the News notes that it costs $500,000 to train a SEAL. There's also the reality that only one out of four SEAL applicants actually makes it through training to get the title of SEAL. The rest wash out. They're not called an elite fighting force for nothing. What's more, they're very popular with the public, having taken down Osama bin Laden and other terrorists to protect our country. Biden wants to get rid of that? Biden wants to get rid of that? God. 844-500-4242. This is just crazy. I don't understand. I really don't understand all the things they're doing. I mean, you know, I understand they want to import illegal aliens to vote Democrat. And, you know, I guess anything they can do, they don't care about the stability of the rest of the country, including the 90% Hispanic counties down on the border, which are now turning Republican, because these policies are so insane. But why do you want to destroy the military? Why? Why do you want to destroy healthcare by, you know, forcing out, you know, one-fifth, one-quarter, one-third of all healthcare people, including people who work in the back shop who don't even see any patients? Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie. Listen, my daughter is a nurse, okay? She makes like about $25 an hour. And she's not really a nurse. She's like the one step.
Yeah, I was going to say, if she's making $25 an hour, she's not. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a nurse. That's dishwashers are making $25 an hour. No offense to your daughter, Dan, but go ahead.
Right, but listen. So all she has to do is go out and get a vaccine, and now she's at $35 an hour. See what I mean?
Wow.
She's not working for that hospital anymore, but she's going to a new hospital. And all she has to do is get a vaccine and say, okay, I got a vaccine, $25 an hour. That's how it works.
Wow. So why did she have a problem in the first place if it was just about money?
She wasn't vaccinated.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Dan. 844-500-4242. We had a VIP come in last week and ask us about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. He said he'd been thinking about ordering the 3-pack for months. Yesterday, he finally ordered not one, or last week, he finally ordered not one, but 2 3-packs. He plans to put them in his office in his home. This is the last week of the 3-pack. Don't hesitate. Grace had a friend of hers who has a few apartments. He ordered 5 of these 3-packs so he can put them in every floor of all of his units. Don't hesitate. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You get 3 units for under $200 and you save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about how the Thunderstorm Air Purifier works. People still ask me about it. Does it really work? Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. This morning, the building crew here where we work was repainting the conference room where the VIPs eat. We put the Eden Pure in afterwards. No one smelled any fresh paint or anything, right? Nope, it was fine. It gets rid of any odor you don't want. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com.
Can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
By the way, the White House has been asked about these latest revelations about Hunter Biden emails about him trying to shake down donors for $2 million a year to try to get the Libyan frozen assets out of banks in Europe. And one of the guys who was writing the letters, a big Democrat donor, said that his negatives are that he is alcoholic, drug addict, kicked out of U.S. Army for cocaine, chasing low-class hookers, constantly needs money, liquidity problems, and many more headaches. Surely the White House could have pointed out that he was kicked out of the Navy for cocaine, not the Army. And they also could have pointed out that he usually chases high-class hookers, not low-class hookers. It won't stand up for the guy. I don't understand.
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Heart Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy 2 bags, they'll throw in the 3rd for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie to get a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you purchase 2. superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the Supreme Court overturn the vaccine mandate by Thanksgiving?
I don't think so, unfortunately.
56% now say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. They're throwing these they're going to throw SEALs out of the radio, out of the military service, excuse me. They want to give dishonorable discharges to anyone who refuses to get a vaccine, and 207 says, "Yet he exempts your mailman." I mean mail person. 413, it's simple. They hate us. They hate us. So now this morning, Jen Psaki was asked by Peter Doocy of Fox. Their stories. Fox is the only one covering the border day to day, as you know. Where they had the drone up there, but they're all over the place. They're doing a great job. And what the Haitians are saying, or people are telling them, that the Haitians, you know, they're sending single males back, but they're letting family units go in to get on, just go up to wherever they want to get on welfare. And so one of the ways you get out is you just say you're pregnant. A woman says she's pregnant and is let go. And 617 is saying, so an illegal stranger breaking into the U.S. gets taken at her word that she's pregnant and gets my tax money for life and welfare. But this American woman cannot be taken at my word about being vaccinated. I must prove it with an ID everywhere I go. That's signed Marie. That's a very good point, Marie. Listen to this. And she does. Psaki has this snarky attitude, like, you know, how dare Doocy ask this question.
But we're told by our teams on the ground, you guys are releasing pretty much all family units, couples where the woman says that she is pregnant, or single women who say that they are pregnant, and that nobody actually has to take a pregnancy test unless they want to. So,
are you suggesting you don't believe when women say they're pregnant? Is that a big issue, we think, at the border?
I am not in charge of keeping the border secured.
Do you guys think pregnant women are posing a big threat to the border?
You tell me.
To the border communities? Is that a big issue?
You tell me.
I'm not aware of pregnant women being a big issue of concern to people at the border. What I will note for you, Peter, is that, as I said earlier, there is a process. If people cannot be expelled under Title 42, for a range of reasons, some of that is because countries they came from or other countries, including Mexico, may not be accepting families with children under the age of 7. They are placed in removal proceedings. Those removal proceedings require them to either go to a detention facility or require them to go get a notice to appear, and including providing their biometric data and otherwise, so that they can be, we can ensure we know where they are, and we can
right.
ensure we know when they're going to come back. So that's
right.
what the process is. If there's a big outrage about pregnant women, I'm not tracking it.
The issue is not about pregnant women. The issue is...
Marie is absolutely right. So she has to produce an ID wherever she goes. But this Haitian could come into the country, claim she's pregnant, nobody ever checks, and we have to support her for the rest of her life on welfare. Michelle, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi, Howie. I hope you can hear me. I work in a Boston hospital, a big Boston hospital. I'm a nurse. I've been there for over 20 years. I'm one of many who have who had their religious exemption denied without reason. There's actually no one you can even address individually. And there's a lot of nurses, doctors, techs, housekeeping staff that this is affecting. And where our census is always high, our staffing numbers are already low. They are artificially staffing, so to speak, by giving overtime. And I can't wrap my mind around the fact that I'm going to lose my job mid-October because of this mandate. It's infuriating me because I feel like people like me, that I'm biting my nose off to spite my face, just take the vaccine, when I feel like it's the other way around. I can't understand how people cannot see this.
It's your choice, though, anyway, Michelle, right?
But they do not see it like that at all. The choice is get the vaccine, keep your job, or don't get the vaccine, and it's you're not welcome here.
What are you going to do? I mean, if you lose your job, where are you going to work?
I can't work as a nurse. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I don't like people telling me what to do with my body. And it's very disappointing. It's medicine has gotten so woke.
Everything has gotten woke, Michelle, if it makes you feel any better, and I doubt it does. Thank you, though. I hope things work out for you, and we're going to take more calls on this when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
781 is asking a question. I think a lot of people are asking as they heard about the Haitians. They're if they say they're pregnant, they get to go into the United States and live free for the rest of their lives on you and me. 781 says, don't the Haitian males know that the Democrats think a man can get pregnant too? Those dummies should be saying they're pregnant as well.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I don't think that guy's joking. Where are the advocates? You know, they have all these advocates for welfare recipients and illegal aliens and criminals and everybody else. Where are the advocates telling the Haitians in their native Creole, because God knows we wouldn't want them to have to learn English and assimilate, that they can claim to just be female and get a free pass into the United States? So I have two stories in my hand here before we go back to the phone calls. I just want to see, I wonder if these stories could possibly be related. Poll, Gretchen Whitmer down 6 points in Michigan governor's race. And she's running against the police chief of Detroit. One third of the population in Michigan has never even heard of this guy, and yet she's still losing to him by 6 points. So that was yesterday's story. She's down 6 points. Today's story. Michigan's Governor Whitmer bans masks and vax mandates as her polls crash. Could there possibly be a connection between these two stories? Inquiring minds want to know. yeah, so she's changing her tune. And you'll notice that Charlie Parker hasn't been as out front. I mean, he's pushing the mandate on state workers, but he has not been pushing it on the private industry. Although, you know, Biden is getting the job done there for him. But don't you think Charlie Parker would love to be, you know, going out there and you know, rattling the sabers on this and demanding that everybody do what he tells them to do? You know, his turkey police are just standing by. You know, he'd like to have them out chasing somebody else, making sure that you get your mask is over.
It's not over your nose.
Thanksgiving isn't too far away.
It's not enough to wear a mask. You've got to put it over your nose. The cooties can come out of your nostrils. Don't you understand the science? That's what experts agree on.
Does Charlie Baker have any pumpkin police for Halloween?
You know, that's the pumpkin police, they'll be wearing orange, too. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Thanks, Howie. Just a couple things. New England Journal of Medicine this past month did a retraction because there were a little over 800 women who were pregnant. They did a test, and they were showing that they got the vaccine. Out of the 827 who got the vaccine, 104 spontaneously aborted. So what does that say for the women in the military? That is an enormous risk for all the women. They're going to disarmably discharge them in the Navy SEALs who die in training alone, never mind actual combat. How disrespectful. It's like we got this country's on a runaway train, and we got a crazy Joe Biden as president. You know, he drones the family in Afghanistan. He doesn't get a discharge. He doesn't get his own discharge. He's going to get a nice retirement. They're going to give money to people who aren't even citizens while these Navy SEALs risk their lives. It's a disgrace.
It is. It really is. We were looking for Mark Green today, the congressman. We'll try to get Mark Green on again tomorrow. We'll try to get John Solomon on from Just the News to discuss this SEALs story about the SEAL. You know, one quarter of the SEALs are going to be forced out, apparently. I mean, it's on the internet, but it's really not getting picked up much. Neither of these stories are getting picked up much. I'm kind of surprised about it. This is outrageous what's going on. 844-500-4242. Remember, I want to just diverge here for just a moment. I was kind of amused by this story. You know, there's this criminal trial of the founder of Theranos, I guess it's pronounced Theranos. They did medical tests. They have a good-looking woman that was running it, Elizabeth Holmes. That's kind of, I think that sums up part of the interest of the media in the trial. But she's charged with fraud to the tune of millions and millions of dollars, publicly traded company and all this. So you remember General Mad Dog Mattis? You know, the toughest guy that, you know, since George Patton as a U.S. general and all this. You know, you can't Buffalo General Mattis. And they called him Mad Dog, and, you know, Trump loved him. And then when he left or Trump fired him, I think he called him Mild Dog, or, you know, rather than Mad Dog. So she's on trial in San Jose now for fraud, criminal trial. And yesterday, you know who the witness was in the trial for the prosecution? General Mattis. General Mattis was put on the board of by this good-looking young woman. And after being on the board, he was blindsided to learn that the company hadn't been conducting all of the blood tests using its proprietary technology. In other words, he was scammed. He also invested $85,000. Mad Dog. Squirrels over there, Mad Dog. Maybe he was tough in combat, but he couldn't really spot a grifter, apparently. He got ripped off for $85,000. This is another story that deserved a little more pay, just for a play.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Just for laughs, you know? Ethan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ethan.
Hey, Howie. How you doing? Thanks
Good.
For taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah, great show, by the way. I had a comment on if you're facing being fired from some of these mandates, and
yes.
Here in Maine, I think it's September, late September or October, but I would suggest that you don't quit, that you make them fire you instead. In case some of these court cases go through, you may have some recourse.
I think that's a pretty good idea.
If you walk off the job, you're gonna. It's voluntary, and you will have no say later on. But
isn't the federal government, now that I think about it, isn't the federal government also saying that the state should not pay unemployment if you get fired because of the mask mandate? I mean, again, why are they going out of their way to hurt people that have done the right thing for all these years, as opposed to, you know, just continuing to help people who haven't done the right thing, and in many cases aren't even Americans? And, you know, Ethan, this is getting to, some of the states are realizing what a Pandora's box they've opened here. Like, for instance, Rhode Island, I think, has just extended the deadline for the healthcare workers to get shots. Cause I don't know if they're hoping, you know, I don't think they'd ever say it, but hoping for a Supreme Court decision to tell them they can't do this, which would kind of get them out of the jam. Because you know that there are all these Karens out there that are just hoping, they want people fired, you know? So someone texted earlier, said the military is doing this because, you know, I mean, look at Austin and Thoroughly Modern Millie. I mean, they're just totally woke. They might as well be, you know, faculty members at Harvard Law School. They're just so woke. They're not very bright either, for that matter. But they want to clear the deplorables out. And, you know, it's one thing to, you know, cashier a 3-star general or a brigadier or whatever. But, I mean, this way they can get rid of hundreds of them all at once, you know, hundreds of. But, you know, the question comes, who is going to fight the wars? You know, and like, who's going to staff the hospitals? Who's going to do the work here? Everybody's going to be woke and, you know, getting their money for their child care tax credits when they don't work. But who's going to actually keep the society running? 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Ethan. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie.
Yes.
Hey, here's the question that I've yet to hear any of these pundits or anybody else ask. How is it that some 15,000 patients, poor patients, somehow mysteriously got transported 2,000 miles to Mexico? And
well, I think a lot of them didn't come from Haiti, you know, and they keep saying, well, oh, it's political unrest. The president was assassinated and there was an earthquake there. But most of these Haitians that are showing up at the border with their nice clothes and their cell phones and their smartphones, they've been out of the country for years. They've been living in South American countries, but they realize the benefits, the social safety net, so to speak, is a lot better in the United States. So they're coming up here, you know, And that's the whole thing. I mean, then they're all claiming refugee status. Refugee status, asylum status. It's always been a scam. I mean, that's how the Sarniyevs got into the United States. They got a visa to come in. A couple of them got a visa to come in, and then once they got in, they claimed they were in danger and they sought asylum. And then once they got asylum, they go on welfare and they bring the rest of the family in, and they all go on welfare. And they're living in Cambridge. Cambridge. You know, I know Cambridge has got its up and down neighborhoods, but mostly it's up. You know, it's pretty nice to be living in luxury and not have to work in Cambridge. I love the Globe. I still remember the Globe story they wrote. Things were tough for the Sarniyev family. Money was always tight. Did it ever occur to any of the Sarniyevs to actually go out and get a job? Maybe money wouldn't have been as tight. They still had enough money, though, to buy those pressure cookers and enough fireworks to get the gunpowder to put in there and the ball bearings and the nails and everything to blow up some Americans who were supporting them in their Islamic indolence. 844-500-4242. As you get older, having energy is less about your morning coffee and more about taking care of your body. You could do this with regular exercise and a balanced diet rich in antioxidants that fight potentially harmful free radicals. That's why I take Super Beats Heart Chews. They're wrapped in foil like candy. They taste great, don't they, VIPs? Yeah, the VIPs all liked it today when I gave them some. They're wrapped in candy. You could just put them in your pocket when you leave to go to work or school or wherever you go in the morning. And whenever you need a boost of energy, and it's just pop one in your mouth. They taste great like candy, but they're not full of empty calories and refined sugar. They're good for you. Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a special ingredient, grapeseed extract, that is unique to Super Beats Heart Chews. Grapeseed extract has been the focus of scientific research for years due to its high concentration of antioxidants, which supports cardiovascular health and overall wellness. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a normal healthy lifestyle alone. You can't find this quality of grapeseed extract in just any product. This grapeseed extract is clinically studied, quality tested, traceable to the source, scientifically shown to support blood flow and healthy blood pressure. This was developed in a major public university, clinical tests, all that. It's not snake oil. It's good stuff. Healthy blood flow means more energy the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. And just two delicious chews a day gives you the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. Do what I did and support your heart health today with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Heart Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. When you buy two bags, and there's a lot in these, we're almost out now, but there are a lot of them in here, they'll throw in the third bag for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this. Traveling around New England,
we're off on the road to Rhode Island.
Howie has you covered. To find a station near you, go to HowieCarshow.com.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
To make sure that society is treated in one way and one manner.
and we will continue to come back.
I think they're all Hispanic, too, or 90% of them are Hispanic. One of them yelled, "We're Hispanic." And Al Sharpton's basically accusing them of being MAGA hat-wearing deplorables. And we were just checking to see whether they really said get out of pay your taxes. I think they actually said get out of Texas. But you may have heard one of the VIPs was yelling pay your taxes here. So maybe that showed up on the tape. I don't know. But it's pretty funny stuff. I wonder if that'll be on MSNBC tonight. You know what? That was better comedy than any other thing from the climate change summit that all the purported comedians had. Yeah, you use air quotes around that, the word comedians had last night. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Howie, you're going to keep talking about this. This is crazy. I mean, the people that work for a living and pay taxes lose their job if they don't get the jab. But all the other people that are laying on their couch getting entitlements, no, doesn't matter if you get the jab or not, Santa Claus is still delivering it. I mean, all these people that are getting government housing, look, you don't get the jab, you're out on the street. You can live in a tent. You know, you don't get a jab. You have.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why they're insistent on the military. You're living in barracks, you know, with other people. Well, you know, public housing is just another form of a barracks, isn't it? You know, I mean, I know they, you know, they have walls separating them, but it's still public housing. What's the difference when you get right down to it?
Many barracks were repurposed into public housing.
Yeah. I'm with you. We'll keep talking about this. But again, I don't understand why there's not enough mention of this on the internet or on conservative forums. You know that it is ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. The world is upside down. I may order those Bizarro comics. That collection of Bizarro comics, because that really sums it up. That's what it's like. But it's real now. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
I want to know how Biden, you know, can be so, well, let's say, evil or mean to our military, but still gets onto Marine One and Air Force One. What's that all about? Should he give up both?
I know. You would think he, you know, just by the fact that they take care of him and protect him, that he would have more sympathy for him. And by the way, he's also, I thought that, you know, he was for the working man. You know, I mean, if you're in the military, you're not exactly a plutocrat. You're not Hunter Biden, you know, shaking people down for, you know, Ukrainian oil company for $1 million, Libyan for $2 million here, $3.5 million from the widow of the mayor of Moscow. You know, you're not making big money in the military. And yet he has no problems with giving him a dishonorable discharge. And again, if you're in the military and you get out of the military, you have to, when you fill out the job form, were you in the military? Yes. What kind of discharge did you get? Honorable? Or maybe it's otherwise now. But if you say otherwise is a red flag, you know, a general discharge is a red flag in many cases. And he doesn't care about that? Thanks for the call, Tom. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Hello. Yes. How you doing? This issue with the military, it reminds me of this is like Obama working behind the scenes, getting rid of our elite forces, like what happened with the Chinook helicopter of SEAL Team 6. It just seems too many similarities. Like Obama wanted to shake down our troops, and now Biden wants to shake down our troops.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the end game here? You know, isn't it a plus for the entire society to have the most powerful military in the world? Why do we want a third world military? Why do we want a third world economy? Why do we want a third world society? Why do we want to increase dependency? All these questions. What's the end game for these people? I'm Howie Carr. Due to overwhelming demand, DiStefano Hair Restoration Center is currently booking hair transplants into October. To be fair, they are extending their summer pricing.